Latin music blares from speakers at a park in Fresno, California. The speakers are attached to bicycles. The riders are about to head downtown in an effort to push the city to invest in more bike lanes. Bikers in Fresno say they don't feel safe on the streets, and that makes it hard to commute and exercise. Farida Jabvara-Romero from Here and Now contributor KQED visited Fresno and met a man who says biking changed his life.
Before the ride, neighborhood kids drop off their bikes to Jaime Rangel and other volunteer mechanics.
You are going to need new tires. You see how it's cranking right here? Mm-hmm. That's from being in the sun too long.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Rangel shows Eloise Betancourt and her son Lorenzo how to check for punctured tires.
So what I'm doing right now is I took off the tire, and I'm with my fingers, I'm just going inside, on side to side, kind of like...
Okay. So just Rangel says he relates to a lot of the kids here.
The reason why I fix bikes is when I was a kid, no one showed me how to fix a bike. You know, my mom never pretty much took me to a bike shop because we never, you know, grew up low income and stuff. So and everything I had to learn by scratch, you know.
Lorenzo Betancourt is 11. He says biking is the main mode of transportation for his family.
I like bikes because you can go all kinds of places with bikes. Because if you had a car, you had to fill up with gas. But bikes, you don't need to. So I bought these bikes, and then now we can ride around.
But a few weeks ago, Lorenzo's family lost their bikes and most of their belongings after they couldn't afford to pay for storage. So Lorenzo worked mowing people's lawns.
Lawnmower and stuff, and helped my grandma out.
And he saved $25 to buy bikes at a garage sale for himself and two sisters. Now, he takes his newly fixed-up red bike for a spin around the park. Rangel smiles as he watches the kids play around on their bikes. He was only 14 when he found out he had type 2 diabetes, which is often caused by obesity and lack of exercise. Growing up in L.A., he'd seen his mother and all four of his grandparents struggle with the disease.
I was really scared. I would see him, you know, only certain foods they would eat, taking the insulin shots and stuff like that. And I was like, nah, that can't happen. I can't do that. I'm too young.
The diagnosis made him depressed until a friend gave him a BMX bike.
And I started riding. And from there, I just started working out more. Actually, it just changed my life. I lost weight.
About 40 pounds, he says. Children especially can beat type 2 diabetes through exercise. Rangel brought his blood sugar levels to normal within a year. But he didn't stop there.
From there, I got my mom on a bike. I got my my cousins and my uncles on bikes, and we all got rid of our diabetes pretty much. So now, like, when I'm in L.A., it's about 20 of us, so we all go bike riding together. Go have some lunch, you know, cold sandwiches, hang out. So it changed not just me, but my whole family at the same time.
That was a huge culture shift for his family, Rangel says. Now, at 26, he's hoping to make that kind of change in his new home in Fresno. The timing is right. Fresno's planning to add bike lanes and sidewalks throughout the city and asking residents for their input. Many of the riders at this bike ride plan to weigh in so that the changes benefit their community. For now, they put their helmets on and head out onto the streets. For Here and Now, I'm Farida Jabvala-Romero in Fresno.